Shalom, everybody! In Parshas Korach, we hear about the audacious rebellion of Korach against the authority of Moshe and of Aaron, and really against Hashem himself. And by the time the story ends, the Torah tells us in Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Lamed Beis, Vatiftach Ha'ares Etzpiha, the earth opened up and swallowed up Korach and his colleagues and their households. And for the rest of Klal Yisrael who saw this happen, this was a tremendously powerful and shocking thing to see. The Torah says a couple psukim later in Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Lamed Dalet, V'chol Yisrael Asher Svivosehem Nasu Lekolam, all of Bnei Yisrael that were around Korach and his collaborators, Nasu Lekolam, they ran away because of their cries. Ki Amru Pentiv La'enu Ha'aretz, because they said the earth will swallow us up as well. The people were so shocked that they ran away. And what does Nasu Lekolam mean? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says that Nasu Lekolam means that the people fled because of the voices and the screams that came from the people being swallowed up. Many other Mefarshim agree with Rashi. And in fact, the Medrash in Bamidbar Rabbah, Parsha Yudches, Piska Yudtes, and the Medrash Tanchuma and other Midrashim tell us exactly what they screamed. The Medrash says that they screamed, Moshe Rabbeinu Hitzilanu. They screamed, Moshe Rabbeinu, save us. It's quite a chilling and frightening scene. The earth opened up, the screaming, the people running. It's incredibly powerful. However, the Kli Yakar, Rav Shlomo Ephraim Lunshitz, who died in 1619, asks two questions on this understanding of the words Nasu Lekolam. First of all, if the people who saw this and heard the screams ran away because of the screams, why does the Torah say Nasu Lekolam? That means they ran to the voices. The Torah should have said Nasu Mikolam. They ran away from the screams, not to the screams. And also, where do they think they were running? They literally saw Hashem's hand causing this supernatural, miraculous sight. Did they think they could run away from God? So because of these questions, the Kli Yakar says that Korach and his chevra were screaming something else. The Medrash Tanchuma in our parasha says that when Korach and the others were rebelling against Moshe, they feigned allegiance to Moshe and to Hashem, and they kept saying their motto, their slogan, was Moshe emes v'sarasa emes. They kept saying Moshe is true and his Torah is true. They pretended to be believers. They pretended to be supporters of Moshe and of the Torah. But the Medrash says that this was all a lie. It was a ruse to get people to be drawn to them. In fact, they did not believe in Hashem, and they did not believe in Moshe. So the Kli Yakar says that Bnei Yisrael didn't know exactly what Korach's sin was. They sounded quite legitimate. So when Korach and the others were swallowed up by the earth, Korach and the others screamed, Moshe emes v'sarasa emes. But this time it was real, it was true. They finally admitted that really Moshe is the correct God-given Navi, that the Torah is true, the Torah is real. And when Bnei Yisrael heard this, they ran towards their voices so that Bnei Yisrael could hear what they were saying. The Kli Yakar says that Bnei Yisrael wanted to hear what Korach did wrong so that Bnei Yisrael could avoid that very sin. As the Pasuk continues, Ki Amru Pentiv La'enu Ha'aretz. Bnei Yisrael ran towards the screams so they could learn. They said, we want to avoid that sin so that the earth won't swallow us up too. That is the Kli Yakar. And there's another beautiful explanation given by Rav Chanoch Henoch Levin of Alexander. He died in 1870. He was a Talmud of Rav Simcha Bunim of Pshischa. He was later a Talmud of the Kutzker Rebbe, and he was the Ger Rebbe, the Rebbe of Ger between the Chidushei Harim and the Sfas Emes. Much of his Torah has been lost, but his Talmidim compiled a sefer of his Torah called Chashva Litova. And there Rav Chanoch Henoch Levin of Alexander is quoted as saying the following. When Bnei Yisrael saw the earth open up and swallow Korach and his followers, what did they do? Nasu Likolam, not Mikolam, but Nasu Likolam. They ran to their own voices. What does a Jew do when confronted by a painful, terrifying sight? Nasu Lekolam, a Jew runs to their own voices of tefillah. B'nai Yisrael weren't running away from Hashem, they were running to Hashem in tefillah. And that's what a Jew does. When we encounter pain, when we encounter suffering, nasu lekolam, we too, we run to tefillah. We run to our own natural, genuine voices of tefillah. Have an amazing day, everyone.